The HSE is setting up a confidential inquiry into perinatal deaths in Ireland. This comes after campaign group Safer Births Ireland claimed there has been a substantial number of baby deaths in the past 10 years. RTE health correspondent Fergal Bowers has the details. Fergal, this campaign group Safer Births Ireland, who do they represent and what are they looking for from government?
Well, Safer Births Ireland was set up over a year ago and it represents women and families affected by baby deaths. It wrote to the Taoiseach in April with over 600 signatories and briefed TDs and senators in Leinster House about the issue. And it's called for the government to set up an independent review into baby and maternal deaths during childbirth here, covering the last 10 years. Now, Safer Births Ireland says there's been a substantial number of baby deaths which have been documented by various inquests, clinical reviews in hospitals, court cases and reported in the media. And Claire Cullen from Laois is the co-founder of the organisation. Her son Aaron died 5 days after his birth at the Midland Regional Hospital in May 2016 and the HSE settled a High Court case for mental distress with the family. She says concerns have been raised in various cases around fetal heartbeat monitoring, non-adherence to basic standards and guidelines, women not being listened to and apparent failures to recognise signs of labour and delayed deliveries. I spoke to Claire Cullen about the campaign and her experience, and this is what she said.
For me, I lost my son in 2016 and it led me down a roller coaster of inquiries, investigations, policies, procedures throughout the HSE and within the judicial system. So I personally have been on this journey for 8 years now. Well, Aaron was born, he lived for 5 days. He was born in Portlaoise Hospital and he was then transferred to the Coombe. Unfortunately, he suffered a birth injury. There was a huge amount of a lack of oxygen in Aaron's case. And it was not until, I think, four and a half years later that it was disclosed via an FOI that we found that he actually suffered the lack of oxygen due to an oxygen machine not being turned on. And the coroner is going to be reopening Aaron's inquest this year in order to investigate his care management.
Claire Cullen there. Fergal, the HSE has confirmed that it's going to have a review of perinatal deaths covering 2021 to 2023. What will it involve?
Well, the HSE said the review is good practice and not a response to a particular concern. It's going to cover those 3 years, 2021 to 2023, and it will start later this year. The terms of reference have still to be agreed, and it will be organised by the National Women and Infants Programme. Now, the HSE said there will be public and patient involvement in the process, and when it finishes those 3 years, it'll move on to other years. The HSE said the review will need to assess case notes, and expert assessors will be identified, and these assessors will be drawn from obstetrics, midwifery, neonatology, neonatal nursing, perinatal pathology, fetal medicine and other specialties. And no assessor will be assigned a case involving their own hospital. And the HSE has said that obviously there will be public involvement, patient and other involvement in these reviews.
And what do health authorities say about the Irish perinatal death rates?
Well, they say that the Irish maternity system compares well with other countries in relation to safety and patient outcomes. And this comparison is done comparing Ireland with international data. Now, the HSC has said that this new review will be confidential in the sense that individual patient stories must be confidential and not out of any lack of transparency. And it said that the majority of births take place here without the need for intervention and infants are at low risk of death or sickness during the course of pregnancy. But sadly, sometimes deaths do happen, and the HSE says it reviews cases. We know the last official review published alongside the National Maternity Strategy in 2016 said there are less than 5 baby deaths for every 1,000 births here. So that's lower than England and Wales and Scotland and the Netherlands, but higher than Northern Ireland.
The families, the people impacted by this, the campaign group Safer Births Ireland, are they satisfied with this?
Well, not quite. Safer Births Ireland, they've welcomed the review, but they see many flaws and difficulties with it. They want more detail and they're concerned that it will be confidential. And in particular, the group insists the HSC inquiry must be conducted under the recent open disclosure legislation. So it must notify those parents affected and have their consent. So the group wants full participation of organisations with an interest in this area, like the Association for the Improvement of Maternity Services in Ireland and others.
RTE Health correspondent Fergal Bowers, thanks for joining us this morning.